Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We begin on the very top line of Kuf Yud Beis Omud Aleph, and we begin with the words Achikofin Solachlots Nichpenu Liyabem. What are we talking about? So remind ourselves from yesterday's share, we learned the Mishnah taught us that if a woman was taken in Yibum, but she claims that she didn't have relations yet with her husband, he never actually did the act of Yibum. She went into his house, but they never consummated the Yibum marriage, so then she is believed in the first 30 days to say that the husband had not yet had relations with her. The Yavam didn't have relations with her. That a person could control himself for 30 days, and therefore she is believed. Beyond 30 days, we don't think it's normal that somebody would control themselves and not have relations with her, and therefore, beyond 30 days, we only ask him to give her a chalitza. We don't force him to. But in the first 30 days, as we read the first line again, Kufyu Bezimut Aleph, Achikofen Osolachlots, we force him to go and give a chalitza. The Gemara says, but why don't we also Nichpenu Liyabim? Since she's claiming he never did Yibum with her, why don't we say either do Yibum or Chalitza? And since in times of the Gemara, Yibum was preferable, why don't we force him to either do Yibum or Chalitza instead of saying we force him to do Chalitza? That's the Gemara's opening question. So Rav's going to give us the following explanation. Amar Rav. Rav tells us, we're dealing here b'shegita yotze mitachas yoda. As Rashi says, in this situation, top line in the Rashi's, shenosa lo get, he did give her a get. He claims he had relations with her, decided he didn't want to stay married with her, and gives her a get now. Once he has relations with her, she's a full-fledged wife, and in this situation, the way that she leaves the marriage is via get, not via chalitza. And therefore, Rashi continues and says, get gomor libiyosuhu. Right now, we're assuming that Rav's understanding is that he gave her a get subsequent to having relations with her, and therefore this get is a full-fledged get, and that's why they no longer allowed to have Yibum, but since the woman is claiming that she didn't have Yibam, so to help her out, we believe her in the first 30 days and we force the man to give her a chalitza. But there's no way to give Yibam in this situation because it's also to have Yibam once he gives her a get. That's how we're understanding Rav right now. More questions this and says, Meisvei, wait a second. The following braisa says, Yivam Moshe Omra. If the Yivam states, Besol Shloshim Yom, during the 30-day period of time, after he takes her into his house, Lo Niv Alti, she says, I still haven't had bia with him, I haven't had relations with him, we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam, Bein Shehu Omer Baalti, whether he says, yes, I did, or Bein Shehu Omer Lo Baalti, no, he agrees with her and says, no, I did not. In this situation, Kofin also shiach lots law. So we force him to go and give her a chalitza because it's within the 30-day period of time and we believe her because we say that a man would not necessarily automatically have had relations during the first 30 days. Like we said at the end of yesterday, she had mivzaz, bozes, minoah. Maybe they're a little bit uncomfortable yet. They want to get to know each other a little bit. So they've had a different relationship before. They were brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and now they're husband and wife. So therefore, we believe her in the first 30 days to say that they didn't have relations yet, and we force him to give a chalitza in this situation. But li'achar shloshim yom, if it's more than 30 days, so then we don't force him to. We say, listen, do the lady a favor. She has said that you're essentially not yet her yavam in terms of marriage. She's saying that you haven't yet done bia or chalitza. So you're claiming that you did. So do us a favor. We ask him, please go give her a chalitza. Again, we don't force him to in this situation. We just ask him to. That's the first part of the braisa. The second part of the braisa says, he ameris nivalti. She says, no, I did have relations with him. I'm now his wife. But he denies it. He says, no, I did not have relations with her. Now this is after the 30-day period of time. As Rashi clearly states, li'achar shloshim koi, we're dealing with after 30 days. So in this situation, hare zel yotzi beget. So she, in order to leave that marriage, must get a get. Obviously, if they want, they can stay together. As Rashi says, in dibra masa yotzi beget, in bal otzia, if he does want to, if they wish to stay married, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them staying married. But if he wants her to leave the marriage, she wants to leave the marriage, so then daya beget, a get is all that they need, because dihine menes, she is believed to say nivalti because it's more than 30 days, and that's the normal situation. So despite the fact that he says lo baalti, she is believed to kuli hai lo mokim, because to believe that he didn't have relations with her after it's 30 days, and after she said that they did, so we don't have to go that far, and therefore, hareza yotzi beget, all he has to do is give her a get, and then she goes free. Now, next case, hu omer baalti, the man says, I did have relations with her. Again, we're dealing with after 30 days, And she says, V'hiel meres lo nivalti. No, I did not. So as we learned in the Mishnah, in this situation, we just ask him to give her, mivakshim imenu, that he should give her a chalitza, because she's claiming she needs it in order to get married. And then the Braisa adds, afu pisha chaza, even though the man then retracted his original statement where he said, ba'alti, v'amar lo ba'alti, and he says, no, I agree, I didn't have relations with her, so then everybody agrees she must have a chalitza, or they can stay married, of course. So it states clearly, tzarech, that's the girsa that we have, many changes from the dictum point of view, to tzricha, get the chalitza. So this woman needs a get, because the man originally said, ba'alti, and it's after 30 days. So the presumption is that they did in fact have relations, even though she states that they did not. So she can't go scot-free and get married to anybody else without a get. And here's the question on Rav. Rav said that she had to get her ready in her hands. Kishagita yotzi mitachas yada. That's why we don't say continue to have yibam with her or do chalitza, because she has the get. But here it says tzricha get or tzarech get, that she needs to have a get. And of course, the chalitza. She must have the chalitza because the woman says lo nevalti, so she can't go get married. But here's the question on Rav. It states beferish here that she needs to have a get. In other words, she doesn't have a get. Yotzi mitachas yada. So kasha on Rav. So Gemara gives two terutzim for Rav. The first one is from Ravami. Amar Ravami. Ravami says it means when it says tzricha get b'chalitza, she needs a chalitza in addition to her already given get. Tzricha chalitza. Im Gita, the get that she got originally prevents them from now continuing in their marriage because he divorced her. But she still needs a chalitza because she says lo nivalti. And therefore, as a favor to her, we ask the man to go and give her a chalitza so she can go on with her life and get married, because otherwise she's saying, no, I can't get married because I didn't have yibum and I didn't have chalitza. So that's what it means, Rav Ami says, not a kasha and Rav, because she has to get yotzi mitachas yada. That's why we don't say go and have continue and have yibam with her, because they can't, because she has a get, and that ruins the opportunity now to do yibam. But chalitza, that you must have in addition to this get, because again, the man had said ba'alti, and it's more than 30 days, so therefore the get is also necessary. Rav Ashi has a different teretz. Rav Ashi amar, hosom, there, get lezikoso. When Rav had said it, it wasn't a get that was done because of the marriage. No, that was a get that was given to prevent from doing yibam. The man thought, for whatever the reason, that I give her a get, and that's it. He didn't understand chalitza, whatever the reason may be, I'm not going to do yibam with her, here's the get. Oh, I have to do chalitza too? That's what we're talking about. Rav Ashi Omar, that hosam get lezikoso, when he originally gave the get, that was the get for the zika, which of course doesn't fully work. However, in that situation, if she in fact did undergo yibam with him after that, hocho get libioso, when referring to the get in the brisa, it's she had a get originally for zikoso, but then they did yibam inappropriately, but they did yibam. But since there is yibam achar get, like we learned early in the Masechta, so the yibam can't be ignored. So she did now become married to him via this yibam after the get, because the get technically on a deraisa level does nothing. It's only midrabbanan. We said we don't want this get to be considered as if it's zero, so it's considered enough to prevent doing yibam. But if you did yibam, the yibam in fact takes effect. So she is now married to this man, to her yavam, and therefore she needs a get to go and get out of that marriage. But she also needs a chalitza, because the woman claims that she didn't have relations with him. So therefore, that's what it means in this brisa, tzricha get v'chalitza. This is a second get. The first get that she got, like Rav had said, was get l'zikoso. The second get is a get l'bioso. So therefore, there's no contradiction to what Rav says. Ma'isa shoyim, hanu shneim modim. There were two people, a yavam and a yavava. They come for a din Torah. Now, they both claim that they did not have relations, even though it's more than 30 days after they had lived together under the guise of yibam. Now, what do they do? They came to Rava to ask them what they should do. Rashi adds a critical piece of information over here in Dibra Masu Shnei Modim, Shlo Nivala. They both agree that they didn't have relations. However, Umeikara Amar Ba'alti. But we're dealing here with a man originally said that I did have relations with her. So what do you do here? So they come in front of Rava, Dasu Kami the Rava, and they ask for Psak Halacha what they should do. And Amalu Rava, so Rava tells both of them, Chalutzu La, he tells the man, go and do Chalitza with her, and then you're done. You don't have to give a get. Usharu La Tigra, and then you're done with this Tigra, with this Maisa, with this Machlokis over here. It's a little bit of a shtickle Tigra, that's why it's known over here, you know, and you're done with this Machlokis over here. In other words, finish off the business and each of you go on with your lives. They obviously don't want to live together. Again, there'd be nothing wrong in this situation for them to go on continuing living together. But he says, go and get on with your lives by giving her the chalitza. Chalutza la, bishara lo tigra. Fine. Amalei Rav Shravya l'Rava. Rav Shravya is listening to what Rav is doing, and he says, well, wait a second, but Tanya, we're learning the Braisa that we just learned. It says that you're not allowed to do that. Tzricha get the chalitza, because this man claimed that he had relations with her. So therefore, it's not enough just to do a chalitza. You need to get, because of his original statement in Baalti, plus it's after 30 days. So therefore, there's a certain chazaka and understanding here that they did consummate the marriage, and now she can't just go out scot-free with chalitza, because maybe they really are married and the chalitza is worthless to separate them if they actually had relations. So the Braisa said you need both tzricha get the chalitza. You need both. So the Gemara says, Abalei, Rava says back to Rav Shravya, you're right. If there's a Braisa like this, I didn't know this Braisa. Not all the Amoraim knew all the Braisas. He says, Itanya, if there's such a Braisa, Tanya, then I retract my opinion in the face of a Braisa. An Amora normally doesn't go against the Beferish Braisa. So he wasn't aware of this Braisa, and therefore he said, in this situation, fine, Chalitza won't be enough. We'll also require again. They asked the following Shaila. Bo Minei Hon, Hon is the name of a Talmud Chacham, the son of Rav Nachman. The son of Rav Nachman, Hon, asked me, the Rav Nachman, he asked his father the following Shaila. In this situation, where we just said that Tzricha get v'chalitza, so what do we do with any co-wives that the original dead brother had? So in this situation, this entire scenario is between the Yovam and the first wife, Rachel. We require a get and chalitza in this situation for her, like we just brought down. But what about the co-wife? Does she require anything else? So Omar Le, Rav Nachman says to his son, Hon, he says, because we either force in the first 30 days or we ask after the 30 days the Yovim to go and do a chalitza with the woman. How should that impact the tzara? Once the Yovim takes into his house the Yavama, there is a presumption that they have relations, and the other wives, the co-wives, the tzaros, are allowed to go on with their lives and get married. They don't require Yibam or Chalitza. So this whole thing is a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, so to say, that we force all of this to be done. So it can't impact, just because she's claiming that Lo Nivalti, so that can't impact her tzara, and the tzara goes on with her life no matter what happens over here. Let's say he doesn't give a chalitza. He says, no, I already had Yibam with you, and I'm just giving you again. I'm not going to give you chalitza. That doesn't impact the co-wife at all. Fine. Now we quote Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hanoderes, Hanovuchule. We had the situation where the woman made a neder during her husband's lifetime that she didn't like her brother-in-law, and she said, I asked him to get any Hanoah from me. No, they didn't get along, unfortunately. And then her husband dies childless, so she falls Yibam. So he said in the Mishnah, in that situation, since she made the neder while her husband was alive and wasn't thinking of the potential of Yibam, so therefore the neder takes effect, and the Yavam will not be able to do Yibam with her because he would get Hanoah from her in that situation, and therefore he has to give her a chalitza. But we had said in the Mishnah that if she thought about that and was doing it for that reason, so then we can only ask the Yavam to do chalitza. We don't demand, we wouldn't be kofin in that situation, the Yavam to do chalitza. Fine. Maisa Shahaya, Tanan Hasan, we learned in a Mishnah in Nidorim. This Mishnah in Nidorim tells us, Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, we said that the Chachamim would paskin for three women, Shalosh Noshim, Yotzos, the Notlos Kesuba, that under certain situations, three women could demand that their husbands give them a kesuba, and the Beis Din would force the husbands to give them a get, and they would still be able to go collect their kesuba. What are those three situations? Number one, Homeres Temeya Ani Loch. If the woman says, listen, unfortunately, I was raped, and we're dealing here, as Rashi points out, with a Kohen's wife, because a Yisrael's wife, if she claims she was raped, that doesn't impact their marriage. But Rachmona Litzlan, if a Kohen's wife is raped, so then the Kohen is not allowed to go and live anymore with his wife. So the Kohen's wife, Nebuch, makes a claim, and she says, Temei ani lecha, I was Nebuch raped, and therefore we're no longer allowed to live together. So she is believed, and the Kohen has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. Case number two. Hashemayim beini leveincha. Let God, so to say, be a witness between you and me. As Rashi points out over here, Golui v'yadu lefanov, it is known to you, she'eincha niskach li kederech bnei adam, that you're not having relations with me the way a normal husband and wife have relations. The ein ish eid lochiach bein shneinu, and there obviously is no person that's giving testimony that she's right or that he's right. He's claiming he does have relations with her. She's claiming she does. He doesn't have relations with her, and therefore We believe her in this situation. Chazal said, that's what this Mishnah tells us in the Darm, that we believe her, and the husband is forced to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. That's what Rashi says over here. Elsewhere, Rashi says, and Tosus points this out, elsewhere Rashi says that the woman claims she'eno mazriya, he doesn't properly ejaculate, and therefore I'm never going to be able to get pregnant from him. And again, the dover ze'eno golu librios el l'shamayim, as Rashi elsewhere points out, there's no way anybody else could know this except for her and him. So therefore, she is believed, originally the Mishnah tells us, and can collect her ksuba. And the third situation was, netulo animina yehudim. The woman claims that intercourse is obviously extremely painful for her, and therefore she writes, as Rashi says over here, she makes a neder. Nodrohi, she makes a neder, shaloti boil yehudim, that she will never have relations with any Jew. And therefore, in this situation, she's not saying about her husband. She's saying, I will never have relations with any Jew. She obviously has something called dyspareunia, which means very painful intercourse. And therefore, she is an anusa. It's some terrible accident, some misfortune has occurred to her that she has very painful intercourse and can't have intercourse. And lefikach no telek subasa. So she's believed, she gets a get, and she collects a ksuba. That was the original opinion that's brought down in the Mishnah in the Darm. However, subsequently, generations changed, and people were, unfortunately, abusing these three privileges. And Chazru Loma and the rabbis said, no, we're changing the halacha lemaisa. And they say, Shalote Isha Nosenes Eneo Biacher. They were concerned that women were, you know, hey, that guy would be a better husband than my current husband. How do I get out of this marriage? My husband doesn't want to give me a get. Well, I'll make up one of these three statements and I'll be believed. I'll get out of this marriage, I'll collect my ksuba, and then I can marry Yanko, the other guy that I have my eyes set on. Umakakela Sabala. And that's going to ruin her relationship, obviously, with the first husband. So therefore, the Chacham in Paskin this now as follows. Ella, they said, if a woman says, Omeris, Tameani Lucha, if the Kohen's wife says, Nebuchadnezzar was raped, and then technically she's not allowed to live with the Kohen, so we tell her, no, Tovi Raya, Lidvarel. You have to go and bring proof that you were raped, and if you can't bring proof that you're raped, the Kohen is still allowed to go and live with you. And the marriage can go on. As Rashi says, Vim Lab, if she can't bring a raya, and obviously we're talking here where she can't bring a raya, Lo Kol Kimino di Osra Nafsho Leo. She doesn't have the power to go and ask herself on her husband. So this is actually a good thing for the woman. Now she's allowed to stay married to her husband. In the second scenario, she claimed the Shamayim bin Ilvencha that either you're not having relations with me or that you're not having proper relations with me. So then we say, Yatsu Derech Bakosha. We, as Rashi points out, we ask the Baal, Lisnaibo Minogyofe, to go. And this works well with Rashi's shot over here, that he's not having normal relations with her. So we implore him, go and have normal relations with her. But we don't allow her to go get divorced and collect her ksuba. And finally, if she says, if she says, I aser all Jewish people to have hanah for me, in other words, she's saying that Tashmish is very painful for her, so she'll never have relations with somebody else. This hanah of Tashmish, she asers on all the Jewish people in the world. So, yofer chelko, so the husband can be made for this part of the neder that applies to him. A husband has the right to be made for a neder that his wife makes on that day, if he hears it, so he can go be made for it. Or in this situation where he didn't hear it or didn't made for the neder, so the beis din has the right to do hataras nedarim, and the husband in this situation can go and be made for the chelik that applies to him, and then mumashamish herself, and he can continue to have normal relations with her, which hopefully will not be painful for her. But if they are, so nevertheless, she may not have relations with him, but if he doesn't wish to, he doesn't have to give her a get. He can stay married to her, and she can't go and collect her ksuba. But when this marriage ends, either through death or divorce, so then her original neder does apply to all the other men of the world, to the Jewish men of the world. Now we'll see in a moment, a machlokas is applied only to the Jewish men of the world that she was permitted to marry, or does it apply even to Jewish men of the world, like her yavam, that she wasn't permitted to marry at that point in time because she was married to the Yavam's brother. So that's this brisa. Now the Gemara asked the following shaila. Iboilu, in the Beis Medrash, they asked, when she said, Netula ani mina Yehudim, she asked herself Hanah of Tashmish from all other Jewish people in the world, how does this apply? La Yavam Mahu. Did this include her Yavam? Or does it not include her Yavam? Because do we say, Mi maska Adaito Demoyez Balo Vinofla Kame Yavam? Oh, lo. Do we say that she thought of this idea that maybe I might fall eventually to my Yavam and have to do Yibam with him, and I don't want to do that, and therefore this nether applies to him as well? Or do we say, no, she's only thinking at this point in time who was eligible to go and marry me? And if I'm eligible to marry such a person, I'm asking Hano of Tashmish to, because it's painful. But she never entered her mind that her husband would die and they wouldn't have had children and that she would be eligible to marry her Yavam. So that's the question. And we have the machlokas, Rav Shmuel, as to what the answer is. Rav Amar, Yavam eino kibal. The Yavam wasn't included in this nether because she wasn't allowed to go and have relations with him at that point in time. And it didn't enter her mind that maybe her husband's going to die and they're going to die without children and that she would be eligible to marry her Yavam, her brother-in-law. So therefore, he's not included in the nether that she made in the Tula Nimina Yudim. That's Rav's opinion. Ushmul Amar, Yavam areyu kibal. No, the Yavam is also included in this nether. And here you have the difference than we had in the Mishnah, because the husband can go revoke this because it's Yofer Chelko. This applies to him. But the Yavam won't have the ability to go be made for this part of the nether because you can't be made for what are called Kadmonim. You can't be made for Nedarim that your wife made before she was your wife. So to hear, the Yavam can't go be made for that nether because it was before she was his wife or potential his wife through Yibam. And therefore, he will have no choice because the nether is Chal and he would have to go and give her a Chalitza. So that's Rav versus Shmuel. Abba Abaye says, Kavasi the Rabbi Stabra, Rav's opinion makes a lot of sense. Why? That's not because our Mishnah, we learned this. It said, Hano deres hanoam yivam b'chayibala. If the woman goes and makes a neder that she asks herself to have hanoah from her brother-in-law during her husband's lifetime, so he said in that situation that the Yavam is not able to be made for that neder, and the Yavam will therefore have to give her a chalitza and won't be able to marry her because he would be getting hanoah from her if he had relations with her. So kofen o so shiachlo. So we force him to go and do chalitza. There is no potential to do yibam. Now, the im isa, if Shmuel was correct, so then the masko adaite. So then we are saying, according to Shmuel, that she includes her brother-in-law when she says netul animina yehudim. So then, so too in our Mishnah, when she goes and says, I aser hanoah to my brother-in-law, so then she is thinking already of Yibam. And therefore, even the Mishnah had stated that if she was thinking of her brother-in-law, potential for Yibam, so then we only request that the Yavam goes and does a chalitza, but we don't call him to her. So you clearly see over here, since in the Mishnah we said that kofen oso, so we see that the brother-in-law is not included in this idea that she's already thinking ahead about Yavam. No, she's just right now saying, I don't like my brother-in-law. So therefore, this seems to support Rav and not go like Shmuel. We turn to Kofi Beis on the Beis, where it says, Mevakshi Meboile. Yeah, it should have said, we only requested if Shmuel was right, but instead we said Kofim, so it must be that Rav is right. Shmuel says, not necessarily. You can't prove Shmuel wrong from this, because Hachalai is getting, you know what we're talking about over here? Be'isha she'esh l'bonim. Our Mishnah is talking about when the woman says, I really don't like my brother-in-law, and I aser hanoah for me to him, so therefore he can't get an offer for me. At that point, she has three kids. So therefore, Yibam is the farthest thing from her mind. Be'isha she'esh l'bonim. And Rachmano Litzlan, something that happened to the three kids. Rachmano Litzlan was a car accident. She lost all three of her kids, and now her husband dies of a broken heart. Now she falls Yibam, because the critical factor for Yibam is, do you have children or descendants, even grandchildren, great-grandchildren, at the time that the husband dies? So when she made the neder, Yibam was the farthest thing from her mind. Even Shmuel would say in that situation that this has nothing to do with Yibam. This was just a straightforward neder that she doesn't like her brother-in-law. But in a situation where she had no children and the possibility of Yibam is a real possibility, so then she did have him in mind, and then the halacha would not be kofid, it would just be mevakshin. Shmuel says, no, that's not correct. Avo ein lo bonim mai, then as I just said, if she didn't have children, mevakshin, it should be mevakshin. So then, instead of our Mishnah giving us the example of did she have intention or did she not have intention, adetani im niskaven lekach, then in the Mishnah we said that if she had intention, that she was thinking of Yibam, afilu b'chayibala, even while her husband's alive, then we don't force him, only mevakshim imenu shiachusla instead of kofin. But if this is the point of contention, according to Shmuel, it has to do with whether she had children or she doesn't have children, so then lift lo glunis, don't tell us this niskavna, not niskavna, you have an easier point to make over here. We always like to make the easiest point possible. Lifnov, listening, bidol. You have the exact same scenario where you can make the fine distinction. But medvar mamurim, under what situation do we say kofin? That's when she had banim, vishesh labanim. But when do we say mivakshin, avol ein labanim, then only mivakshin? So therefore, if it was like Shmuel, we'd have a very simple point that we would make in the Mishnah. Instead of having to say niskavno or not niskavno, we could just say yesh labanim, ein labanim. And therefore, el shmaminah, Shmuel is not right. Lo shno yesh labanim, lo shno ein labanim. It doesn't make a difference whether she had children or she doesn't have children. Kovin oso ki Rav. We paskin, in fact, like Rav, the Mishnah can be understood to be supporting Rav. And therefore, shmaminah, that's a good raya that we bring down that Rav is correct. As Abaye said, Mistavra, it makes sense to say that our Mishnah goes in accordance with Rav and not like Shmuel. Shmaminah, that is a very good proof. With this, we conclude the beautiful 13th parak of Yevamos. We're getting close to the end of the fantastic Masechta. Hadron Alecha B'Shamay, Hadron Alecha B'Shamay, Hadron Alecha B'Shamay. And now we begin the 14th parak. As I mentioned already previously, this 14th parak, the long Mishnah that we have on this page, which is broken up into many Mishnais in the Mishnah, so we have done most of this already, and this is all going to be Chazor. And we begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Cheresh Shenase Bikachas. If a man who's a Cheresh marries a woman who's a regular, full-fledged Pikachas, full-fledged, competent woman, so, or Pikeach Shenase Chereshes, or if the man is a Pikeach and he marries a Chereshes, so in these situations, in Ratzel Hotzi Yotzi, if the husband eventually wants to divorce his wife, he's able to do so, whether he was the Cheresh and he married the Pikachas, or whether he was the Bikach, and he married a Chereshes. Just like she got into the marriage through Remiza, so she gets out of the marriage. Or just like he gave Remiza to get her into the marriage, so he can give Remiza to get her out of the marriage. In Ratzel Hotzi, Yotzi, he can give her a get. In Ratzel Kaim, Yikaim. But this was a perfectly legitimate marriage. And if they're happily married, perfectly good to stay happily married. And as I mentioned, Kishem Shuhu, Konis B'Remiza, Kachu Motzi B'Remiza. Just like this marriage, however it was, that it entered into the marriage through Remiza, so too the marriage can be dissolved through a get, through Remiza as well, through these motions. And the lack of full competence of either the man as a Cheresh or the woman as a Chereshes, so however they got married on that Dirabonan level, so too they're getting divorced on that Dirabonan level. Fine. Next case. Pikach and also Pikachas. You have a man who's a competent man and he marries a fully competent woman, then it's Harsha. Unfortunately, she then becomes a Chereshes. So she no longer is competent, but they were married on a Daraisa level. Nevertheless, in Ratzi Yotzi, since the Din Daraisa is that a man can divorce his wife even against her will, so if he wishes to, he can still go and divorce in Ratzi Yotzi. However, of course, in Ratzi Yikaim, he's allowed to stay married to her. However, if the woman became a Shota, Nishtatis, if she Nebuch became a Shota, then he no longer has the right to go and divorce her. This is Midrabbanan, because she doesn't know how to control herself. She's Nebuch a Shota, and she's going to be promiscuous, and she's going to act in a fashion that is totally keneged halacha, and therefore we don't allow the husband in this situation to divorce her. He has to take care of her. Nishtatis lo yotzi. He can't go and divorce her. What happens if he became a Chayrish or a Shota? Nischarish who? O Nishtato who? If he became mentally incompetent, either as a Cheresh or as a Shota, so then Eino Motzi Olamis. So he doesn't have the das to give her a get at this point in time, and since they're married on a Daraisa level, so unfortunately she can't become divorced in this situation, because he doesn't have the das to go and dissolve that Daraisa marriage with this Dirabonan at most potential for a divorce. On this, Amar Yochum Benuri, Yochum Benuri said, Mipnei ma ha'isha sh'nischar sh'yotza, how come you, Tanakama, said over here that the woman who becomes a Chereshes is allowed to be divorced? But if the man becomes a Cheresh, we don't allow him to become divorced. That seems to be inconsistent. Either they both can become divorced, or neither one can become divorced. So, as I've already explained, the Tanakama, the Chacham, and Tel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Omrulo, they responded to him and they said, no, there's a difference between the man becoming a Cheresh and the woman becoming a Chereshes. Ein adomo ish, hamagarish liisha, hamizkareshes. The two aren't comparable. The man, midaraisa, can be magarish the woman even against the will, whether she's competent or she's not competent. Whereas the man, in order to dissolve a deraisa marriage, has to be capable on the deraisa level of being magarisha. So therefore, ain't no doma ish hamagarish, the man, his situation, the one who's giving the divorce, is different than the woman who's receiving the divorce. As I just said, and as the Mishnah tells us, she'isha yotzo l'ritzona, v'shlo ritzona, midaraisa, the woman is divorce, whether she wants to be or not. Now, midrabbanan, we've already mentioned many times that that no longer applies. From the days of Rav Gershom, Maor HaGola, the Rabbeinu Gershom, the famous statements that he did, so he had made, amongst one of his many takanos, that you can't divorce a woman against her will. But on a deraisa level, you can. But the man has to have full das. He can only divorce his wife from a deraisa marriage if he has full das. So therefore, that's what the Chacham, the Tanakhama, told Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. And furthermore, Heyed Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada, Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada testified to the following psak, Alachareshis Shisiovia, a woman who was married on a deraisa level. Her father has the power to marry off this Kitana, Chareshis, when she was a Kitana. She's married on a full-fledged deraisa level. And he testified, Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada said, she yotzum a get, the Maisa Shahaya, and that she went out with a get. And Amulah, the Chacham said to him, to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Avzu ki yotzi bo. This is exactly what we said. On a deraisa level, if they're married, nevertheless, even though she can't accept her get, nevertheless, even though we're dealing here with a chareshis, she can be divorced, certainly on a deraisa level. Now we go through many of the cases that we had already described previously in some of the shiurim that we had in the last couple of days. We start off with Shnei Achin Chershin. You have two brothers that are both Chershin, who are Nisuos L'Shnei Achayos Chershos, who are married to two Chereshos women. Very likely scenario that a person who has this certain situation will marry a woman who has a similar situation, very compatible with each other. But alternatively, it would also work O L'Shnei Achayos B'Kichos, or if nevertheless these two male brothers that were Chereshim went to marry two sisters that were Pichos, or one of them married a Chereshis and one of them married a Pikachas. In all of these situations, we'll see that you don't require Yibum with Chalitza because they're two sisters and they're married on the same level because both of the brothers were the same. Both of the brothers were Chereshim. Or vice versa. Oh, in this situation where you have Shtei Achayos Chereshos, both of the women are Chereshos and they're Nesuim to two brothers. So they're Nesuim L'Shnei Achim who are either Pichin or L'Shnei Achim Chershin. They're both Pipkin or they're both Chershin. Or L'Shnei Achim, Echad Chersh, Echad Pikach. Or one of the brothers is Chersh, one of the brothers is Pikach. But both of the women are Chereshin. And the two brothers married the two sisters. So in this situation, there's always going to be the same level. It's always going to be Achos Ishto. And therefore, Harei L'Peturin Min HaChalitza U'min HaYibam. When the Yavam, the woman falls to the oven, it's always going to be the sister of his current wife. And since they're all married on the same level, so mimanushach, if they're married on the deraisa level, they're married on the derabbanan level, yibam won't apply with achos ishto. And therefore, in all these scenarios that we just mentioned, patur min achalitza umin ayibam. However, if they weren't sisters, v'mayu nochrios, so then, in this situation, they're allowed to have yibam. In every one of these situations, there's no issur in doing yibam because they're not sisters. Yichnisu, however, v'imrotzu lahotzi, yotzi. But then, if they wish to end this marriage with a divorce, no problem, you're allowed to do so. Now, you don't do chalitz in any of the situations because you're dealing with a chayrish. So, a chayrish or a chayrishis can't undergo chalitza because they can't say the psukim that they have to say. And therefore, you can't do chalitza, but you can do yibam and then do a get if you wish to get out of that marriage. Next, Shnei Achin. You have two brothers now. They're not the same. Echad chayresh v'echad pikeach. One of them is a chayresh. One of them is a pikeach. Nesum l'shtei achoyos pikos. And they're married now. The marriages that they have is a different level. One is a chayresh, one is a pikeach. So one is married under rice level, one's only going to be married under a rabbanon level. And now they get married. Nesum l'shtei achoyos pikos. These two brothers, one the chayresh, one the pikeach, married two women that are pikos. So what do you do in this situation? If beis chayresh bala pikachas, if the brother was the chayresh, who married obviously Pikachas, since both of the women are Pikachos. So in this situation, what happens? So you do over here, Mayasa Pikach Bala Pikachas, the brother who is doing Yibam, the Yavam. So what does he do in this situation? So Teitzim Yishum Achos Isha, since he's fully married on a deraisa level to the sister of the Yavama, so she goes out, the Yavama goes out without Yibam and Chalitza because of Achos Isha. Very easy and straightforward. But if you have Meis Pikach Bala Pikachas, if the one who had a deraisa marriage, he dies, so then what happens? Mayase Cheresh Bala Pikachas, what happens to the derabbanan marriage of the brother and the sister over here who were married, the Cheresh married the Pikachas, in this situation, Nebuch, Motzi Ishto Beget, the derabbanan marriage, he has to go divorce his wife, that's not a problem, he's able to divorce his wife, just like she came in Berumiza, she goes out Berumiza, because this is this woman is only married on the Rabbanah level, but on a Daraisa level, her sister now falls to Yibam. So this is Achos Zikukas, so he's not allowed to stay married to her. And Motzi Ishto Beget, therefore, he has to go give his wife a get. However, the Eishes Achiv Asur Liolav, but he can't marry this woman who falls to him in Yibam, because this is Achos Ishto Midrabanan. So he can't go and do Yibam with her. But Nebuch, he's a Cheresh, he can't do Chalitz with her. So this poor woman is going to be in a situation where she can't go get married until Nebuch, the Yavam, dies. Then she would be able to go free. But right now, she can't go free. Then we have the scenario, Shnei Achim Pichrin, you have two brothers that are competent, Nesun Shtei Achoyos, they marry two sisters, but the two sisters have a different relationship. Achas Chareshes, Achim Yikachas. So again, the marriages now are not on the same level. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan. And you have Neis Pikeach Baal Chareshes. If the marriage was only the Rabbanan, if that Yavam dies, so Mayaseh Pikeach Baal Pikachas, what does the other brother do? He's the one that's married to the fully competent Pikachas wife. So again, Teitzim Mishum Achos Isha, no problem. He's married on the Raisa level to his wife, and she, the woman who falls from Yibam, is the sister of his wife who's married on the Raisa level. So she goes out scot-free, no problem. No Yibam, no Chalitza. Teitzim Mishum Achos Isha. However, if Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas, if the Doraisa marriage ends Nebuch with death, childless death, so then Mayaseh Pikeach Baal Chareshes, so then the Pikeach who's married to the Chareshes, what does he do? That's only married on a Derabbanan level. So again, the same reasoning applies. Motzi es Ishto Beget, because this is the wife he's only married to on a Derabbanan level, now he has a Doraisa Chiyav with her sister, because she now, his current wife, becomes Achos Zikukaso, so he's not allowed to stay married to her. Nebuch, he has to give his wife a get. However, the Eseshes Ahu B'chalitza, but he can't go and marry the Yavama, because after all, on the Rabbanah level, he was married to a sister. So this, on the Rabbanah level, is Achos Ishto. So he can only give Chalitza in this situation. He can't do Yibam, he has to divorce Nebuch, his wife. He can't do Yibam with the sister-in-law. He has to go and give her a Chalitza. But he can give a Chalitza because he's a Pikeach, and therefore there is no problem in him giving Chalitza. And she's a Pikacha, so there's no problem in giving Chalitza. Next case, Shnei Achin, if you have two brothers over here, Echot Cheresh Ve'ech Pikeach, again, their marriages will be on a different level, one Doraisa, one Derabbanan, and they're married, Nisuin L'Shnei Achoyos, Achas Cheresh Ve'ech Pikachas, and they're married to also a like group of sisters, one is a Pikachas and one is a Chereshes. So each one marries their own kind, so to say. And in this scenario, Meis Cheresh Baal Chareshes, if the Cheresh dies, who's married to the Chareshes, so again, Mayaseh Pikeach Baal Pikachas, what does the Pikeach Baal Pikachas do? No problem. Teitzim Mishum Achos Isha. He has a full Daraisa marriage with her sister of the Yavama, and therefore the Yavama goes free. She doesn't require Yibam or Chalitza. Again, very easy and straightforward. But the other way around, Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas, if the Daraisa marriage, the husband dies childless, so Mayaseh Cheresh Baal Chareshes, so then the Rabbanim marriage, what do they do? So here we have a problem. Moses is Ishtabget. So again, he can't stay married to his wife because this is Achos Zikukaso. He's only married to one on the Rabbanah level, and he has a Chiyav Daraisa, so therefore he has to divorce his wife. He has to give his wife a get. Motzis Ishto Beget, just like she came in with a get, with a Remiza, she can go out with a get with Remiza, and the Eishes Ochav Asur Liolav. But he's not allowed to go and marry the Yavama, because this on the Rabbanah level is Achos Ishto. So he's not allowed to marry her, because on the Rabbanah level he was married to a sister. But he can't do Chalitza, because Nebuch, he is a Cheresh. And therefore, in this situation, until he dies, the woman will not be allowed to get married. Next case. You have two brothers again. The marriage is going to be on a different level. One is the Daraisa, one is going to be the Rabbanan. They're married to two unrelated women who are both Pikos. So here, what happens when one dies, so Meis Cheresh Baal Pikachas, if the Cheresh husband dies, so Mayaseh Pikeach Baal Pikachas, so what does the other husband do? So again, here's a straightforward case. Ocholus V'yabim, this is a regular case of Yibam. He has a perfectly good Daraisa marriage. This wife who falls to him as the Yavama now, the widow who falls to him as the Yavama, is not related at all to him or to his wife. So again, a regular case of Yibam V'chalitza, Ocholus V'yabim. But the other way around, if the Pikeach dies, Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas, Mayaseh Cheresh Baal Pikachas, so what does his brother who's married to a Pikachas do? So Kones, all he can do in this situation is Yibam, being a Moslem. But since the coming into the marriage through Yibam is Daraisa, and he's a Cheresh, so he can never divorce his wife, because the Daraisa marriage can't be undone with a get that would only be the Rabbanan. And likewise, he can't do Chalitza because he's a Cheresh. So the only option over here is to bring her into his marriage as a Yavama, be Kones the Yavama, but he'll never be able to divorce her because he's married to one at the Rice level and he can only divorce her on the Rabbanan level. Next case. Shnei Achim Pitkin. You have over here two brothers that are both Pitkin. Nesun L'shtei Nechuyos. They're married to two unrelated women. Again, different levels. One is a Bikachas, Achas Bikachas, Achas Hareishas. So the marriage, one is the Reis, the marriage, the other is the Rabban. So if the one who's Meis Bikach Bal Hareishas died, Mayasa Bikach Bal Bikachas to the Yavama. So again, Kones, he can't do Chalitza to her because she's a Hareishas, so he takes her into marriage, and then, if he wishes to, he can keep her as his wife, or the Imratza, Lotzi, Yotzi. If he wishes to give a divorce, he can, because he is on a Dereis level, capable of bringing her in, and capable of sending her out on a Dereis level. But the other way around, Meis Bikach Bal Pikachas, if in fact it was the Pikach who died, who was married to the Pikachas, Maisa Pikach Bal Chareishas, so what does the Pikach who's married to the Chareishas do? So again, here, it's straightforward. His marriage is on a Dereisa level, so Ochol is a Miyabim. She's a Pikachas, so he's able to go and give her Chalitza, because the woman is a Pikachas. Or, if he wishes to, he can be Miyabim her. She's not related at all to his wife. It was Nochrios. The two women are Nochrios. So again, here, easy, straightforward, no problem. Final case is, Shnei Achen, you have two brothers, Echel Cheresh and Bikach. Again, they're going to be able to be married on a different level, one Dereisa, one Derabanu. Nesun L'shtei Nechrios. They're married to two women who are unrelated to each other. Achas Cheresh and Achas Bikachas. Here, the women are not the same status. And we assume each one marries their own kind. So, Meis Cheresh Ba'al Chereshes, if the one who was married on the Derabanu level died, the Cheresh died, so the Chereshes falls in Yibum to her brother-in-law who's a Bikach. Ma'isa Bikach Ba'al Bikachas. What should he do? Again, he can only do be with her, Ibum with her, because she is a Chareisha, so he can't do Chalitza with her. So Konis, he takes her into marriage. If he wishes to, he can stay married to her. Vimratza, Lohotzi Yotzi. But if he wishes to divorce her, he's able to divorce her as well, because on a Dereisa level, he took her into Ibum, and on a Dereisa level, he's competent, so he can divorce her on a Dereisa level. But if it's the other way around, Meis Bikach Ba'al Pikachas, if the one who was competent died, who's married to the competent woman, so Mayas HaCheresh Ba'al Chareisha, so the Cheresh can't do Chalitza with her, so what should he do in this situation? So he can only take her in through Yibam, Kones. However, since this bringing her in through Yibam is on a Dereisa level, and he's a Cheresh, so he can only divorce her on a Derabana level, Kones Veino Motzi Li'olam. He has to go take her in through Yibam, but he'll never be able to divorce her. And he can't do Chalitza because he's a Cheresh. So this is this long Mishnah with all of the cases that we discussed right now, and we'll start the Gemara. Gemara begins, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama tells us, Maishno Cheresh V'Chereshes Disakinu Lehu Rabban Nisun. Why did the rabbis allow a derabbanan type of a marriage for both the cheresh and the chereshes, or maishno the shota v'shote, the lo takinu l'hu rabbanan nisum. The rabbis did not allow a rabbinical marriage for the incompetent person because of mental incompetence, as opposed to the cheresh and the chereshes, which is a physical incompetence because they can't speak and they can't talk. So in one situation, the rabbis allowed for the derabbanan marriage; in the other situation, they did not. Why is that? The Tanya, because we're in the following brisa. Shote v'katon shenotsu noshim v'mesu. If you have a shote who married somebody and a katon who married somebody, so the shote and the katon don't have the ability to even be the rabbanon to go and marry a woman, and therefore their wives, when they obviously died childless in the case of the katan, and even in the shota, they died childless, those women don't fall in yibam to the brother. They are paturos min chalitza min yibam. So it clearly states that the shota and the katan don't have the rabbanan marriage. So Rami Bachame asks, how come the rabbis made by cheresh and the chereshes to have a rabbanan marriage, but not by the shota and the katan? So the Gemara says, the cheresh, the chereshes, the kaima takanto the rabbanan. So in this situation, this din the rabbanan is able to be accomplished. The Cheresh and the Chereshes can live together very, very well. Certainly with a Pikach or Pikachas, but even with Barzugo, even with somebody that's just like them. And therefore, in that situation, Takinu L'Rabban Nisun, the rabbi said, this is a reasonable thing to us to allow a Derabban marriage. However, the Shota and the Shota and the Katan, the Lo Kaima Takanta Derabban, where it's very unlikely that these people who are Nebuch are crazy, these are a Shota and a Shota, so they're unlikely to be able to go and have a valid marriage, even either rabbanan, then adam dar im nachash b'kfiv achas, a person who has such mental incompetence, it's like living with a snake in the same room, in the same basket as a snake. So therefore, it's unlikely that the marriage will work out. So therefore, lo takinu rabbanan nisum. The rabbis did not set up nisum under those circumstances. So Gemara says, umayishno katun, why not a katun? The lo takinu rabbanan nisum. After all, the cheresh takinu l'rabbanan nisun. So a katan is a competent person, albeit they're immature, they're young. But why not allow the rabbanan marriage in that situation? If you're allowing for a cheresh, why not for a katan? So Gemara says, because Chayrish, the law also lechal nisuin, takina rabban nisuin. The Chayrish is as good as it's going to get. Nebuch, this person has a certain physical abnormality that they can't speak and they can't hear. So their level of mental competence is as good as it's ever going to be. They're adults. And therefore, if the rabbis were not masaki nisuin for them, they would have no choice whatsoever. Therefore, the rabbis were masaki nisuin for the Chayrish and the Chareshis. However, Katan, this 10-year-old kid, is going to someday be a bar mitzvah. Someday going to be an adult. The osi lechal nisuin, since the katan is going to reach the age of nisuin, lo takin rabban nisuin. Therefore, the rabbis did not feel it was necessary for this short period of time, for a couple of years, to make a durabban nisuin. Wait till he gets to become an adult, and then we'll have the regular nisuin. Gemara says, Arik Tana, the osi lechal nisuin, the same argument could be made by Ketana, and nevertheless, for takin rabban nisuin, yet the rabbis did allow her to get married even with the rabban. Certainly, on the raisa level, she get married, but even on the rabban level, Rahman al-San, her father, died, so there's no ability to marry off on a deraisa level. The rabbis instituted specifically for this ketana the ability to get married on a derabana level by her mother or older brothers. So how come they did that in that situation for ketana, but not for a katan? Shmuel says, no, there's an obvious reason. Hossam, in the case of a ketana, Nebuch, she doesn't have a father, so she's going to be, unfortunately, not well supported from a financial point of view, and she may end up doing all sorts of things. There's nobody looking after her well enough. Shlo yinhagu ba minog hefker, so that she shouldn't have Nebuch people treating her in an immoral fashion. So therefore, the rabbis were masakin for her, the ketana, to have kiddushim that are midrabban, as opposed to the katan that doesn't need this. So then umayishno ketana the mimano, umayishno chareishes lo mimano. Okay, so now we've said that we made a kiddushim derabbanan for a ketana, and we made a kiddushim that are derabbanan for a woman who is a chareishes. So how come by the chareishes we don't allow miyun, but by the ketana we allow miyun? Shouldn't they be comparable? Someone says, no, the M Kane, and we turn to Kufi Gimel and Aleph. If you were to allow the Chareshis to go and be Mimamenes, so then Mimnai Velo Nospilo, so nobody's going to want to marry her. That would actually defeat the purpose. The whole idea of setting up this Kedushin for Chareshis was to allow her to get married. But if you're going to have that she can walk out at any point in life, because she's going to be a Chareshis the rest of her life, so she gets married when she's 18 years old, and when she's 64, she could just walk out and be Mimamenes, so nobody's going to want to marry her, because they say, I invested all this into the marriage, and then she suddenly just walks away. As opposed to the Ketana, by the Ketana you have over here a situation which is going to end in a couple of years. So by definition, it's time limited. It's not going to be a continuous thorn in the side, and it won't prevent somebody from getting married in those situations where it's appropriate for the Ketana to get married. However, the Chareshis, as I said, it will never end. Therefore, it would actually prevent her from going to get married. As Rashi points out, top Rashi, hol olam hi yichol lemayin b'pnei charusha sa. So this way, it would be a prevention to her getting married. But the Ketana, that won't be a concern, and that's why there's a distinction between the two. With this, we conclude today's shiur.